Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for Why It Matters. Let's talk about our living space. Come on. It's been changing so much, right? You go through a pandemic, you go through work from home, and now you wish you had more. That's just the Singaporeans' relationship with living space. And in this survey that was commissioned by StoreHub, it was found that 3 in 4 respondents were affected by constraints on space. If they interviewed me, I would have said the same thing. In fact, 1 in 2 respondents cited poor space allocation as a key contributor to things like discomfort, stress, dissatisfaction among family members. Yeah, you can imagine that, right? And living space, it's such a precious commodity here in Singapore. So this is where you see self-storage services gaining a bit of traction and attention for a much wider range of purposes. And from here, we want to try and discover what's the future for self-storage here in Singapore. How have our living arrangements evolved to fit our new lifestyles? Let's speak right now with Luigi Latona, who's the CEO of Singapore StoreHub Self-Storage. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. How are you? I'm very well.
Very good. I mean, we last spoke a long time ago before the pandemic, and I think that conversation is going to be very different right now.
Well, it could be because we went through the whole of the pandemic and COVID, and COVID actually put a spotlight for a lot of people on the space that they're living in. It actually put a very big spotlight on all the stuff that they have in their home. So, yeah, it's changed a bit since then.
And it's great that you bring that up because we talked about StoreHub a couple of years ago before the pandemic. You guys introduced the self-storage concept to Singapore back in 2003. Now you have 2 new facilities in Jurong East and Serangoon. So that's 13 facilities here in Singapore. How much of that was because of the pandemic? How much did your business evolve during the pandemic?
Well, I'll tell you what. So our business has grown during the pandemic because of the spotlight that it put on people's stuff in their home. As a matter of fact, well, right now we're 90% occupied all across all of our mature sites. We've grown over 35% since the start of COVID, and inquiries have grown over 110%. So these 2 new facilities, including 2 new ones that we put on last year, we've grown in the community in Singapore by over 250,000 square feet because the demand has just grown that much. Again, we talk about how people were put face to face with the stuff in their homes. Not that they weren't face to face before the pandemic, but this time they were forced to work from home. They were encouraged to work from home. They were encouraged to school from home. So now they have all of their trinkets, all of their books, all of this stuff, the winter clothes, sporting goods, other things they didn't need in their home right in front of them, right in their space, in the spaces that they could work from home and school from home from.
Right.
So all of a sudden, this was just immediately highlighted to them, and they took advantage.
Yeah.
And that's how our business has grown.
Yeah, and some might even turn their storeroom into a little bit more of a facility in that sense. I know you said, you know, books, trinkets, any weird stuff that people, it's a horrible question to ask, but the common items are really things that they don't use every day. Is this what you're seeing?
Well, things are still important to them. And they don't use every day. I mean, you could just close your eyes and imagine all the things that people could store and people do store.
Yeah.
I think one of the neatest things is that during COVID, a lot of people took advantage of online businesses that they had or that they've always dreamed about.
Okay.
And so they started using the storerooms and the self-storage spaces as the places where they put their inventory, for example, or their collections. And for that, as a matter of fact, in terms of how StoreHub had changed a bit of our business product offering, we also opened up a StoreHub lifestyle, which is just a nicer environment for people to come into as opposed to a general industrial space where people might go into for their self-storage needs. It's a smaller space, a more intimate space, and people have taken advantage of it for their inventory where customers might come by. It's a nicer space to show off. They have digital locks where their business partners can open up from their mobile phones and just invite customers or to see their inventory or their collections. So self-storage is transforming. It's not that space that people might think is abstract all the way out in industrial spaces. This is now places where people are having their collections and their businesses from that they can show off to their customers.
Wow, okay. So you guys commissioned a survey. Could you tell us a little bit more about it? What were some of the standouts that you found from the survey?
Yeah, so the survey was commissioned because we wanted to learn more about the key concerns of people's mental well-being in the space that they're in. And so this went out to over 400 respondents. And while the top three came out, as would be predicted, family, health, and job security, space constraint was a number four top concern. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, 63% of respondents actually agreed that the space configuration itself was not effective. And one in two people cited this as giving them discomfort and stress because of the clutter that they were in. Now, this was even more pronounced, as I mentioned, during COVID, because people were face-to-face with their stuff every single day. And so the majority of Singaporeans understand that they can improve their living space simply by decluttering. Now, one of the things that we do talk about are the three Ds. We don't necessarily just say, you know, store all of your stuff, right? On multiple interviews and different discussions that we've had with customers, we talk about the three Ds. And this consists of dispose, donate, and declutter. So we do encourage Singaporeans to go through their space and look for ways that they can alleviate this pressure of stuff in their house, disposing the stuff that just is broken or doesn't fit in their lifestyle anymore, donating this stuff to the great charities that we have all over Singapore, and decluttering the stuff that you love and you want to keep in your life that are still important to you, but in order to free up the space in your home to just have more greater well-being within the home that you love.
Okay, so you're talking about these three Ds. Do you actually help people or customers, potential customers, find charities to donate to?
Well, as a matter of fact, we work with a host of different charities. We're very strong in our ESG and in that social component. We proactively engaged many charities in order to work with them, to help them with their own space concerns. And then we've also done different charity raising for them and the donation of clothes and other matters. That was for specifically for Meta Welfare Association. And that was held last year. We plan to do much more of that in the future.
Luigi, is it tricky, though, when it comes to this? I mean, have you guys had to face situations where maybe, I give you an example, children come to you, say they want to store some of their parents' stuff, but the parents happen to be hoarders. I mean, does it get that complicated?
In terms of the complication would come in terms of what, the children deciding to store their parents' stuff, or how do you mean?
So on one sense, deciding to store the parents' stuff, the problem being, and I'll just say it openly because this is a mental disorder, and there are many older generation people here in Singapore who tend to be hoarders. That needs some kind of a counselor involved. Is it too complicated for you guys to handle, or do you point customers in the right direction?
As you mentioned at the beginning of the show again, we're the oldest, the longest standing self-storage in Singapore right now, starting in 2003. So we know that our space and the storage space on how to help customers with it inside and out. We're also the largest in Singapore, so we're the most flexible. So if people need a self-storage in their community, and again, to your mention, we have 13 all around Singapore, we're able to help. We know how to help people store the stuff that they need. We also have some of the highest self-storage in Singapore, 2.8 meters high, so people can stack their goods and they don't have to take up too much square feet in the storage space in order to do that. So we can perfectly well help people, as we've helped people for close to 20 years now.
That's really useful information. We were talking a little bit about StoreHub lifestyle, and I know you mentioned how it's great for entrepreneurs, so people who have online businesses take off. I just wanted to dive a little bit deeper into that conversation. I mean, specifically, is it really just tailored for the entrepreneur market? Do you see any other potential uses to it?
Well, anybody that wants to use self-storage can use it, can take advantage of it. Okay. It is certainly a nicer, smaller space. It's a very well laid out space that people can use, and the lighting is brighter, the paint is just flashier, and there's a little workspace there that people can work on, say, their inventory after they've done all their accounting or anything else they have to sort out. There's a couple little desks there that people can work at. But it's also for collectors, because people will want to bring other people to see their collections. And so they they can feel comfortable doing that in the space that they're in. It's smaller. You don't have to walk around a maze of self-storage units itself, mm-hmm. because some of these self-storage units are quite big. The floor spaces are very big. This is a more intimate space, you could say. So there's a host of different people that would use it for different reasons, but it's certainly attracting the collectors and the small businesses, the small online businesses.
Mm, it's right a bit now. Of an illusion as well, right? Like it's a storage away from home, like a semi-office type of thing, right?
Well, and that's exactly it. A lot of people, I think, feel kind of stuck in the spaces that they live in. And they may have dreams of doing more with the spaces or in the spaces that they do. And during COVID, you may have even taken up different hobbies yourself. And a lot of people did. And so they put their stuff that was previously in their home into storage. It allows them to dream a bit more. My wife took up baking, actually, during this time.
Yeah.
And she turned it into a home baking business. And where we were kind of stuck for space when we came over, we're in Hong Kong. She's always had this dream of baking, and she does cinnamon buns. And so she turned our home into a home baking studio. And all of our stuff, the winter clothes, decorations, books, all different things went into storage during this time. Mm-hmm. It just allowed people to dream a bit more and using it as a space away from home.
Yeah, yeah. Flexibility, and that really is, it's a huge commodity. Luigi, let's talk about innovating and how much further this whole idea of self-storage can go. I mean, where do you see it going beyond the pandemic? Is it really just an expansion of, I mean, that example you gave about your wife, I think a lot of people can relate to that. You see that taking off even further?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the problem is education.
Okay.
Right. Is the education that this opportunity, and it really is an opportunity, this opportunity is there. And so COVID helped highlight that this opportunity is there, because all of a sudden, again, people were face to face with it. Their four walls were not expanding. Mm-hmm. They wanted to keep the neighborhood they love. They wanted to keep the apartment they love. Mm-hmm. And so that education, that awareness is growing. I'll tell you something. Singapore is the perfect storm for the need for more room. We have small apartments here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a strong consumer class. The opportunity for growing and using the space in the home is growing. The density that we live in is some of the highest in Asia. And the cost of getting a new apartment, as I'm sure you speak about a lot on your shows, mm-hmm. is growing immensely, the cost of new spaces. And so it's not just nobody is just able to pick up and say, oh, we need new space, let's get a bigger apartment. Right, let's just move to a neighborhood that we love and get a bigger apartment. That affordability is disappearing in Singapore. And so the need for storage in Singapore is growing, and it's the perfect storm. And COVID just introduced a different element into that storm. How much people have in their homes, how many more hobbies we get into, all these different interests that people are involved in. And that's growing, and that's good for people. People should have that opportunity to grow their interests and hobbies and sporting activities. Unfortunately, in the spaces that we live in, it gets constrained, and that's where storage fits in.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that store hub lifestyle is looking really attractive. I might end up just hiding there and turning it into my own man cave. Luigi,
<There you go.
laughs> Luigi Latona, the CEO of Singapore Store Hub Self Storage, on the line with me. Hey, I really appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yeah, thank you so much, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.